Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Clint and Carlos fly to Marrakesh, knowing that the octopus is there, awaiting word from one of his gangsters who was ordered to do away with the secret police. Meantime, the boys have captured this man, Abu, and made him tell the octopus by radio that Clint and the others escaped the first ambush, but are now surrounded and will not escape a second time, and for the octopus to wait in Marrakesh for further word from him. The criminal, sensing that Abu is not telling the truth, guesses what Clint is up to and prepares a trap for the secret police by stationing his men around the deserted square where they must land. Clint, however, spotting the guards by the dawn's light, flies to the government building and sends the plane into a number of power dives, awakening the Legion commander, Ricard. He then drops a note attached to a tiny parachute, ordering him to come with his men to the square. Ricard and his men arrive just as the plane lands.
Oh, stand back! Stand back, everyone! Give him room to catch his plane towards us!
No, it is safe. The motors have been silenced.
Hurry up, boys! We can't waste a minute! Good morning, Commandant Ricard.
Thank you for obeying my instructions. You saved our lives.
Mon Dieu! You Americans, I cannot follow you. You are Clint Barlow?
Yes. And here's a friend of yours, or so he says, Carlos Del Valle.
Say, greetings, amigo.
Oh, you were in that plane, Monsieur Del Valle. Now I know why that is like it was flown by a madman.
You see my reputation, Clint?
I was flying the plane, Commandant. Oh. And if it seemed insane flying, it was for a very good reason.
Oh.
We believe that the octopus has guards stationed near the square. Since it's barely past dawn and no one is generally abroad at such a time, they would have had an easy job doing away with us if I hadn't aroused your garrison by my power dive.
Oh, that is why. Le bon, we forgive you, Monsieur Barlow, and we welcome you to Marrakesh. But what is this business of octopus guards?
Well, they've vanished just before you and your men arrived, Commandant.
Okay, Clint. Plane's all locked up. All we gotta do now is go after the octopus. Abu here is ready to lead us to his headquarters.
All right, man. Honey, not a jump.
Commandant. Now, this is my nephew, Speed Gibson.
Speed?
Commandant Ricard.
Glad to meet you.
Mon Dieu, it is amazing. A mere boy in the secret police.
And how, Ricard? This boy, as you call him, has one good head on his shoulders. But we are wasting time. If Abu is ready to lead us to the octopus, we better start, no?
Yes. Commandant, we've had definite proof that the criminal, the octopus, is right here in Marrakesh. Will you and your men cooperate with us in attempting an arrest?
Oh, but absolutely. The Foreign Legion is always at your command, Monsieur Barlow. And I know the French authorities of Marrakesh will be most anxious to rid the city of such a monster as the octopus.
Good. I'd like to leave a small guard with our plane.
Oh, assuredly. As many as you wish. The Legion post here is very large.
Excellent. We're going to have to work fast because the octopus won't lose any time in leaving Marrakesh when he knows we landed and are still alive.
We are at your service, Monsieur Barlow. Every man in the garrison will be proud to work with the secret police.
Then let's get started for the octopus headquarters right away. Now, it's up to you, Abu. But don't forget, the French Foreign Legion and the secret police are backing you. Let's go.
Octopus Master, what shall we do? Barlow has outwitted us.
Yes. No one but Barlow would think of rousing the Legion to witness his safe landing. I thought I had him right where I wanted him.
But what next? The caravan is not yet ready, and word has just come in that Abu is leading the police and the Legion here.
Abu?
Yes.
Is Abu with Barlow?
Yes.
So he talked. I was right. He was lying.
But, Master, we must make haste if we are to escape.
Yes, but first I must show Abu that he cannot betray me and live to boast about it.
You will risk your own safety for vengeance, Master?
That is one secret of my powers, Abu. No one can betray me and live.
But there is so little time. What shall we do?
First, give orders to barricade the doors of this house. Speed preparations for the caravan. I will go alone, using merely one camel if there is not time to complete preparations for more.
Yes, master.
And while you are doing this, send Kiri, the headhunter, to me.
Kiri?
Being a pygmy, he can secrete himself in this room where a normal man could not. And with his blowpipe and poison dart, he can silence Abu's loose tongue.
But where will he hide in this room?
In that chest over there. It's made of intricately carved wood. There are three holes in the chest. Two for Kiri to look through, and one in which the end of his blowpipe fits. It is not the first time Kiri has hidden there.
But he will be discovered once he kills Abu.
They will never think of looking in that chest, Abu. You see, it is much too small to hold a normal man. Kiri will have plenty of time to do his work well. Perhaps he will even have a chance to give the secret police a taste of his poison dart. I should like to be here to see that.
But, Master, you would not stay?
No, Zabul. I cannot risk that. Go now and follow out my orders while I disguise myself as an Arab merchant. But don't forget, send Kiri to me immediately.
It shall be done, Master. Meantime, I shall speed preparations of the caravan. I pray Allah that the secret police do not come before we are ready.
We shall be ready for them, never fear. Kiri is always most anxious to welcome my uninvited guest.
God, Carlos, Marrakesh is sure interesting. After we capture the octopus, I wish you'd show me around the city, if you don't mind.
Mother, the dear spirit, how can you be so calm? We are on our way to trap the octopus, and you want me to show you the city.
Oh, not now. After we get him.
Don't be too sure we will get him, Steve. Remember, he knows we're here.
Yeah, but we've moved in too fast to give him time to escape, Clint.
That may be true, but the octopus always makes sure he has several exits. Don't forget that, Steve. He may choose one that will allow him to escape from under our very nose.
Escape from under our noses? No, Monsieur Ballou. Now that I know the octopus is in Marrakesh, there can be no escape for him.
And I have great respect for your foreign legion, Commandant. But we must remember that we're up against no ordinary criminal.
That's right, Papa Ricard.
What did you call me?
Why,
don't tell me. I heard you, young man. You called me Papa Ricard, n'est-ce pas?
I guess I did.
Yes, sir. And I know who called me that first, or you would never have heard it. Carlos Del Valle.
Oh, now, amigo, how can you say these things about me?
Don't give me that reproachful look. I know you too well, Carlos. Papa Ricard.
Oh, but it is a compliment, amigo mio. Are you not the father of the Legion here in Marrakesh?
Now, pipe down, Carlos, and send the business. Our Abu will have us at our destination before we're prepared for action.
Dios, with these marching army at our back, how can the octopus escape clean?
Numbers don't mean a thing when you're up against that fella.
I'll say not. Golly, Clint, look at the camels up ahead.
Yes. Looks like a caravan getting ready to leave the city.
Right, Clint. Probably traders returning to their home in the desert or the mountains.
I've always wanted to ride on a camel.
Take my advice, Pete, and stay away from them. They are only well-behaved on the long desert caravan. Otherwise, they are quarrelsome beasts. They snap and bite and kick.
Gosh, I didn't know that. They always look so wise and peaceful.
Yeah, in a zoo, perhaps, but not in Africa. If this wisdom you want, amigo, I recommend a mule.
Mule? Yeah, I've seen plenty of them since coming to Africa.
And you will see many more. They have patience, good nature, and strength. Oh, what more could you ask?
Let you pipe down a minute. Abu is stepping on it. We'll lose him if we don't watch out.
Hey, Clint, isn't it funny that he hasn't said much of anything since we landed in Marrakesh?
I imagine Abu's doing a lot of thinking right now, Steve.
See, fatalist or no fatalist, he's probably a very frightened Arab. But that wouldn't stop him from walking to his death. Remember that saying?
It is very strange that your guide is leading us to this part of Marrakesh, Monsieur Ballou. It is our residential section. Very quiet, very orderly.
Yeah, that isn't surprising, Commandant. The octopus is generally to be found where you'd least suspect the criminal to be.
Look, Abu has stopped. But before the house of Sidi El Galafi. But this is impossible.
Yeah, nevertheless, he has stopped, amigo.
Why is it impossible, Commandant?
But I know Galafi well. He is the soul of honor. And on a hunting trip at present, the house is empty.
Boy, oh boy. A perfect setup for the octopus.
You're right. Order your legionnaires to surround the house, Commandant.
Me with me. Attention!
I'll pass the door, please. The door is barred, of course.
We'll have to break it in, then. Unless you have a pass key, Commandant.
No.
And the key would do no good if it is barred from the other side.
Right. We'll smash our way in. With bullets. Won't be the first time I've shot a lock off the door. All right. Now let's try it.
Well, it worked, Clint.
Guns out, then. You ready for anything, Commandant?
I'll send some of my men in first.
No. I want them to bring up the rear. After all, this is primarily our job, sir. Speed, you stay behind Carlos and myself.
Oh, Clint.
Orders?
Yes, sir.
Now, come on, Abu. Let's go. Keep your eyes open, Carlos. Shoot at the first sign of a movement.
Yeah, don't worry, amigo. My finger, he is nervous on these gun fingers.
Doesn't seem to be anybody in the house, Clint.
Let's try this room here. What? This looks something like the laboratory the octopus was using in Tibet.
Yeah. And guards, looks like it's just been left. Clint, do you suppose...
that the octopus is still somewhere in this house?
Yes.
I know he is. I smell danger. More than ever before.
You should order my men to quickly search the whole house.
Yes. We'll quickly look through everything in this room to see what we can find, Commandant. Speed, see what's in that carved chest over there.
Okay, Clint. Hey, what's wrong with Abu?
He's falling.
Something hit him. Murder, the tears, a poison dart. Down on the floor, everyone. For the sake of your lives, down flat on the floor.